In the Vera Bradley example, it's a well-known brand, and that fact should have been documented in the advantages section. The brand has a loyal customer following, and therefore it is reasonable to assume non-bookstore shoppers who hear that Vera Bradley is now available in the bookstore might visit the bookstore, and that the brand loyal customers who already shop at the bookstore might buy the iPad covers in addition to their usual purchases. It's also logical to suggest some impulse purchases due to the brand recognition. This is especially realistic if the visibility of the brand, celebrity sightings, etc., was listed as an advantage. The referral benefit is logical based on the brand quality, another attribute that should be documented in the advantages section to make the soft benefit feasible.